You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today's show is going to be, I think all of them are important, but this is going to be extra important because we're going to discuss the benefits of a true plan, or what a true financial plan looks like. Everyone talks about retirement planning. Everyone talks about having a plan. But when we hear all the different radio shows, I'm not saying all of them, most of the radio shows, and you get invitations to come to a seminar, what do most of us talk about, us advisors? It's, hey, how do you solve your income gap? You're going to run out of income. You have to do something to solve your income gap. Yes, that's super important. But if you just stop there, if you just build an income plan and have enough income, but you don't focus on all the areas of the SHP retirement roadmap, such as investments, taxes, healthcare, estate planning, legacy, then you're missing the boat. So a lot of you, I think, listening think it's important to have an income plan. It's true, but Keith and Matt, that's really almost like a partial plan. So how are you guys doing today, everyone?
We're doing great, but I think the biggest reason why we wanted to do this too is that, you know, I'm seeing watching TV and different things and just seeing more and more commercials about, oh, you need to have a plan, and so to hear it more. And it's like, well, A, I'm happy that they're starting to talk about it more, but at the same time, and yeah, to be a little bit selfish, I mean, we've been talking about it and doing it for years.
Correct.
You know, so if anyone that's out there listening that's seen some of those other commercials, it's like, okay, if you are going to even think about that, let's go to a firm that's been doing it for years and years and years, and that does it as comprehensive as we'll talk about today and as we talk about every day.
Well, I think, Keith, the same thing. A lot of folks talk about planning, but I think I want to get into what a plan is here at SHP Financial. And we opened our doors in 2003, so you can count the amount of years we've been doing this. We've been doing it for a while, and we're still we're getting older, but we're fairly young. So, the main thing we wanted to do is we wanted to be different. We always set ourselves up to be different than everyone else, because I feel like those folks listening, the folks that have been trusting us with all their assets, they want something different. They want something different than just the old stock, bond, annuities, see you every year. Now, you're going to hear throughout this show, but what's cool is when our clients come sit down with us for our reviews, performance is important, like how much they earned, what their income gap is and all that. But you'd be surprised with the type of planning we do, how much discussion there is around so many other areas of retirement planning beyond just income or beyond just how your mutual fund performed. It was funny. Recently, I was out with a friend and we were able to sneak out with our two boys and hit the golf course. And I won't say how I did, but my friend Tom, he had been about a month ago, he was on vacation, and I got a text with a picture of him in the ball inside the pin. He got his first hole in one, which I maybe came within a couple feet before, but nothing anywhere close to really getting a hole in one. And I was like, oh, that's so neat. You know, him and I got a chance to sneak out and play around with our two oldest boys. And he hits a shot and I'm in the air. I'm like, Tom, that's your second hole in one. And he's like, we were laughing. It took a while. It was like 170 yards away. Hit the green, landed, bounced a little bit to the right, rolled. Dink. I could hear the swirling right into the pin. We're jumping around like
It's a great sound, that like kind of hollow plastic on plastic.
It was
sound,
it was an know? Amazing sound. And us two, 40-year-olds jumping up and down, hugging each other. We were so fired up. It was pretty cool. And I started thinking about after that, first of all, number one, Tom, if you're listening, you're lucky. Number two, it was pretty cool, but it was also, I thought of how many things had to go right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How many things with his swing and the way that he hit the ball and keeping his, think of a golf swing, how many things you have to do right on every swing just to have the thing go straight and not be what, like Keith hits ground balls. And
I was going to say, the closest I've got to a hole in one is two holes away from the hole.
I'm not sure if that counts, but yeah, that could work.
It was the wrong hole?
Yes, exactly. Twice. Two times over.
And we think about the ingredients that come, whether you're you know, let's say you're, I know Matt told me not to do this because I don't know how to cook, but like if you're baking a cake, right? And you know the ingredients you need. I'm sure you need, I think flour is one of them. Mm-hmm. Sugar.
Flour, eggs. Yeah. There he is.
The Betty frosting. Crocker mix. You just pour that in there. No, I'm just kidding.
And so I think, and so income planning with retirement, right? Everyone wants to know where their income's going to come from. And that's extremely important because that's without income, there's no retirement. But that's like, just like when you're baking a cake, the flour, if you don't have flour, you're not going to bake a cake. Just like in retirement, if you don't have income, you're not going to have a good retirement. But when you're making a cake, you don't just stop with the flour. You have to start adding other ingredients.
Well, I just think it's also in the sense that if you just focus on income planning, which again, as I said, is the foundation, but taxes are and inflation are going to have a huge impact. So you can't do income planning without tax planning.
Correct.
You know, same as Derek, you're saying you can't have a cake without flour and eggs. Maybe if the best flour in the whole wide world, that cake is really not going to be that good without the eggs. Same idea. You can't have income planning without tax planning and really everything that we do.
Well, it's funny, Matt, because I've met with some folks that have come in, for whether listening to us on the radio show or coming to events that we do, and they have done income planning,
mm-hmm.
but they had that's where they've stopped, or that's where their head advisor had stopped. And you're right. You need to take into account taxes. You need to take into account inflation. And that's where I think a lot of the ball is dropped, are the other aspects that go into a true holistic retirement plan. So those are two huge factors that are going to weigh heavily on yourself in your family in retirement.
Yeah, if you're just focusing on income, a lot of times that's used by annuities or dividend stocks. And so if you're used to going to a workshop and they're talking about annuities, or if you listen to the radio show and they're talking about annuities, we're not saying annuities are a bad thing. There's certain ones we like, certain ones we don't, but that's usually there. Annuities are designed usually for principal protection, if you choose the right one, in income for the rest of your life potentially. And so that's you have to realize that's not a full plan. And that's what we keep talking about. And we're going to actually walk you through one of our client examples of a recent client who came in. And believe it or not, they had a pretty decent income coming in from Social Security, coming in from pension. And while we had to focus on income a little bit, it wasn't the major concern for this particular client. And this client actually met with Keith and myself over the last few weeks. And as we were building the plan for them, you're gonna hear all the different ways that we were able to help them beyond and including generating income. So we've identified since 2003 in our firm existence, there are five distinct areas of risk for retirees, for a lot of folks listening who are going to be retirees, that when addressed properly, can lead to confidence and clarity to live the type of retirement that you deserve. These are your dreams. You've worked hard to save this money. That's what it's there to do. And it's really a written plan for success. We call our proprietary and trademark process the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And we custom fit it specifically to you and as well as your individual goals. So that's why when we have an initial meeting, if you come into our office and sit down with us and we're gonna give you the opportunity to, trust me, it's not a situation where we're trying to beg you to come become a client. It's not how it works. It's really a fact-finding mission to see what are your goals, what are the areas you're lacking in, can we help? Even if we decide to build, even if we decide that we're a good fit, we have a conversation. Hey, this takes time away from our clients. This takes time away from our team to build this plan for you. So we only want those folks who are serious about doing this going to the second meeting. So the first meeting, there's no problem. Anyone can come in, sit down with us. There's no charge. Get a review of your situation. See how you're, if you're lacking or if you're excelling in your income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. After that, we decide together, does it make sense to start building you a custom plan, or does it make sense to part as friends? And either is fine. So take us up on the offer. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. When you call and book this no obligation review, we're also going to send you a copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which goes into these five areas in full detail. It's a great way to quickly get educated if you choose to before our meeting. So call now while we have appointments available for you, 800-227-7777. Just say you want to book your no obligation review, 800-227-7777, or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, myself, Keith, and Matt are going to walk you through an exact client situation that we recently took a client through that's going to show you how we were able to help this particular client so much more beyond just how much income they had. There's so many other ways you can look at in your retirement to build value. We're going to address that right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Today's retirees are faced with many challenges, such as figuring out how to best protect your nest egg from market volatility, inflation, and taxation. The financial waters can be tough to navigate. That's why SHP Financial is inviting you to join their team for a complimentary educational dinner event on Tuesday, May 7th or Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Linfield. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Certified financial planner Matthew Peck, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are longtime hosts of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, and they're dedicated to helping you address all your retirement concerns. If you're at or near retirement age, you don't want to miss their special educational dinner event on May 7th or May 9th at Davio's in Linfield. Seating is limited, so call now to register. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this segment and the rest of the show, we're really going to continue to get into the importance of having a plan that goes beyond just having a pile of investments or beyond just having an income plan. And that's the big difference here at SHP Financial. Our clients get a retirement roadmap. It's a trademark process that we trademarked here. We opened our doors in 2003, and I forget the exact year we trademarked it, but it's a process that's designed for you. If you're a pre-retiree or already retired and you want to have a full plan, We look at all areas of retirement. And so when Brad and Sarah came into our office a while back, the goal for them was to, and everyone listening should think about this as we're going through this scenario, make sure you're checking off all these boxes. So we're going to go through all questions as it relates to where's your income going to come from? How is it going to be paid out? Do you have enough? We're going to ask questions on investments. Are you investment according to your risk tolerance? We're going to go through a ton of tax scenarios. Because without planning for taxes in retirement, I mean, that's a huge issue for most of you that a lot of people aren't even addressing. Your advisor may not be addressing. Healthcare, another important one. And finally, estate planning. So, Keith, when we talk about Brad and Sarah, when they came in, initially, we always want to start answering questions to make sure that they're covered. And the listeners that listening should kind of go through this exercise as we are, to make sure they're covered in every area. And we start with income planning. So what is an income plan generally? And then what are the questions that you ask Brad and Sarah?
Well, Brad and Sarah, when they came in, their main goal was to decide whether or not they could retire. So their main focus in their mind was income. You know, how much money do I need to generate the income that I have? Now, that's like the majority of people that come in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the way that we do things here, we want to take it to the next level, which we'll get into throughout this show. But to answer your question, in regards to income, we started talking first about Social Security. Mm-hmm. We wanted to take a look at their Social Security, what amounts that they qualified for. But more importantly, and I think a lot of folks out there you know, go to different workshops on this. They subscribe to information about this. But was there any particular strategy, or were there any, you know, things that they were missing when it came to Social Security? So the first thing we did for Brad and Sarah, as we started to outlay their plan, was to look at the different ways to maximize Social Security depending on when they took it. So that was first and foremost the first thing that we did. Secondly is Brad had four pensions.
I'm sorry, how many?
Four pensions previous employment.
That's nice.
That's not normal.
That's not a normal situation, but he had four pensions from previous employment, some of which he was already starting to receive the benefits from. Some of them he had not. And the question there that we were diving deep into with them was, he had the option of being able to take a lump sum. And we wanted to weigh out the pros and cons of taking the income stream out of the pension or the lump sum. So not only is it Social Security strategies, it's pension strategies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we spent the majority of the initial consult in regards to income. Then I asked them, okay, how much do you need on a monthly basis? So let's look at your budget. And I hate to use that word, but let's look at your how much you're spending on a monthly basis or on an annual basis to make sure that you can sustain the lifestyle that you want into retirement. So what that gives us as advisors, once we have the amount that they need, Social Security, pension, and any other income that they have coming in, rental income, dividends, bond yield, whatever it is, that gives us, you know, whether they have an income shortfall or an income excess. So it tells us how much we need to dive deeper. Now, don't get me wrong, you still want to dive deep into income. Like I said, Social Security strategy, pension strategy, those are two very, very important aspects. But now we're talking about filling that income gap. And how do we do that?
And I want you to think, Matt, one second. I want you to think about as you're listening, and if you're a pre-retiree, in terms of checking the boxes, right? So think of like five major boxes when you think of our retirement roadmap plan. It's having an income plan, number one. That's world one. World two is an investment plan. World three is a tax plan. World four is a healthcare plan. And world five is a legacy plan, right? So that's all. It's great to have an income plan. But Keith just mentioned, think of how many things go into just having an income plan. It's like world one part A, maximizing Social Security. World one part B, maximizing pension, how to take the pension, when to take it. Mm-hmm. Part three, what's your expenses? Part four, what's your shortfall? So you can see, we don't expect, as you're listening, we don't expect you to have this all figured out. That's what we're here for, right? And so that's, I just want people to keep that in mind. We do micromanage our clients' lives on a financial standpoint, which is a place you want to be micromanaged. But not, it's all in terms of an overall plan.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is that, you know, you might not have, you know, four pensions like Brad.
Correct.
Did, but everyone, most likely, has Social Security. So you're going to need to, you know, go through that process, even though these guys kind of passed. But everyone's going to need to go through that process and have the capability or work with a team that has the capability to crunch those numbers. To say, hey, okay, Matt, Derek, Keith, when do I take Social Security? Do I take it at 62 or 67 or 70? When's my personal break even age? Okay, so anyone can relate to that, needs that completed. But the other thing too, on the pensions, it's that same type of, you know, number crunching. You know, these are such huge decisions that you can't go back to.
Correct.
You can't take Social Security and a year later be like, I want to change it now. It's like, no, it's what you see is what you get. So whether it's Social Security or if you're fortunate enough to have paid into a pension, you need to, when you're working through this, like Brad and Sarah, make sure that you're working with a firm that crunches all those numbers for you and helps you make the best decision possible.
So for Brad and Sarah, again, we're going to go into five areas. This is just world one, which is income planning. So the first box we checked off for them, and we had to build, they had a little shortfall that we had to cover for them, but really we wanted to set their accounts up in three different ways. We wanted to make sure, number one, they had liquid cash for their short-term needs, rainy day fund, car breaks down, house roof leaks, things like they need to get money on quick, we had that set aside. Then we had accounts that weren't as liquid, that you don't necessarily make as much as the market in the good years, but the trade-off is you don't lose anything in the down years. So we allocated a portion there, which is really important because even if we're drawing money out of that each year, we're drawing a certain amount of money to cover their income gap. We know that when we're taking out of this account, the worst case scenario is a zero from a negative standpoint. So we know that we're not worried about drawing off of an investment that's losing at the same time. Finally, the third bucket was money that was invested, diversified, and managed with taxes in mind. in the stock market for the long run, because that had many years to go because we structured their assets properly where they could buy time in the market. We also restructured their assets so that we could try to generate some tax-free income in the situation. We analyzed, as Keith said, when to trigger Social Security and decided on how to trigger pensions in terms of lump sum or as an income stream. Again, this is a lot of info. This is just 1/5 of their plan. So you can see the type of planning that, we do here at SHP Financial. And you, as you're listening to the show, you want to think about, hey, am I getting all this? Did I go through a thorough analysis like we just mentioned to make sure that I have enough income? It's going to last the rest of our lives. It's going to be there with inflation. When $100,000 in today's dollars is $175,000 in 15 years from now, am I going to have enough? Do I have enough? When can I retire? These are the questions that we answer all the time for our clients. And whether you're listening and you say, you know what, I have a lot of this figured out, or whether you're listening and say, you know, saying, you know what, I have some of this figured out and I want a second opinion, or maybe you've had none of this figured out and you're just like, I just need some help because I haven't solved any of these areas to make sure I'm going to be okay, you would benefit from coming in for a review. And the cool part is when you book a review, we're going to send you a copy of our book that we wrote, The Retirement Roadmap, which goes through our entire 5-step process and focuses a lot on this income generation strategies that we discussed today. To call to book the meeting, call 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, you're not going to want to miss this segment. We're going to go through 5 or 6 strategies from a tax perspective that we were able to help Brad and Sarah in that were crucial in terms of them having enough money to last the rest of their lives, as well as passing money in a better tax fashion to the next generation. We'll explain that right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this whole show is talking about really why you need a plan that looks at all areas of retirement, and why a lot of folks listening maybe only have some areas covered. If it's me and I'm in your position and I look at my parents who are just retired, or let's say some of you are getting close to retiring, you don't want to leave any areas out, because it's great if you have a good investment plan or you have a good portfolio and maybe you have enough income. But if you're not looking at taxes, I mean, sometimes we have scenarios that we work with our clients that saves them $10,000, $15,000 a year, in retirement. Now, I think about a lot of you like, I don't want to go and it's to sit down with some advisor and have to talk about my money. It sounds boring, but these are real decisions that if you can get ahead of before retirement, especially with this tax window we have until 2025, where we know taxes should stay the same and they're probably going up after, that's an area you want to really look at and take advantage of. So we're back to this client that we had talked about, Brad and Sarah, who came in a while back. And these folks had saved a considerable amount of money, but it doesn't matter how much you save. This tax planning that can be done for many, many people, regardless of if you've saved $200,000 or if you've saved $16 million. And so the concept here, when we first started working with Brad and Sarah, we initially attacked their income goal. And I'm going to do a quick, like, fast-paced summary where, what are your expenses? How much income you have from Social Security? Pension, where is it going to come from? How do you take pension? How do you take Social Security? What is it going to be enough for the rest of your life? When can you retire? Can you stay retired? I mean, there's a lot of details. We already covered that last segment. Now that that's done, most people, most advisory firms, in my opinion, stop there.
Correct.
From a tax perspective, dealing with Brad and Sarah, there was about six ways that we could help them. And they were like, and keep in mind, they had an advisor for 20 something years, and it was a friend of theirs. And so it wasn't like we said, listen, at the end of the day, it's your call what you want to do. But this is, I'm just giving you all the things that you're not getting right now, and I'll let you guys decide if you want to move forward or not. But the bottom line is, Matt, if we want to go through some of those areas and some of maybe the things they were doing that could have been handled more efficiently from a tax perspective, I'll let you take it from here.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, Derek. What I want to do is more let people know about why sometimes people get sort of intimidated by tax planning, and maybe other advisors get intimidated by tax planning. But I just want to tell everyone a little bit about how the system works and the fact that, you know, the IRS is basically like a three-headed monster. All right. So imagine just like something out of Harry Potter where you're just walking around through the halls and next thing this nasty thing is with three separate heads, and all three of those nasty monster heads all bite. You know, because most people are aware of income tax. Like, okay, yeah, I got income tax. Okay, well, you need to be aware of income tax, because if you have any IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 450, anything basically tied to your work, most likely that's going to be subject to income tax. But that's just one out of this three-headed monster. Then you also have what are called capital gains tax. Now, capital gains is more if you buy a property and sell a property, or buy a stock and sell a stock, obviously with a gain. So now you need to understand how the capital gains systems work and different surcharges and things along those lines. And then finally, you have estate tax. You have death tax. And so this is three... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me explain. Sorry. And the death tax applies when you are transferring wealth to the next generation. There's both a federal level and then a state level.
That,
right?
That head has like too many heads.
Right, yeah, I was saying that alone, you know, is something enough. So, I mean, I really want to just let people know that, you know, the IRS is a three-headed monster, and you need these multiple strategies. You need these multiple ones to address each one, and sort of, you know, you can't minimize it, you can't avoid them per se, but you can certainly minimize the taxes considerably with the different strategies.
Well, Keith, I know with Brad and Sarah, they had a lot of, some of their money was, most of it was pre-tax.
Correct.
IRAs, 401k. So first of all, if you're listening and you have pre-tax monies in your account, you're going to want to come in and get that review to see what the tax liability is. Because again, you only have a few years, in my opinion, to cure this problem. If not, after 2025 passes, and you can't just do it the last year because you don't want to do a tax conversion and pay everything at once. This is something the earlier you do it, the better. So as you're listening and you want to take advantage to come see what this can do for you, just consider that coming into our office for a review or for a meeting to see if we can help you tax-wise. So Keith, as we were talking to them, they had a lot of non-IRA money. So brokerage accounts, money after tax. And it was invested, I believe, in A-share mutual funds.
It was.
And so what's the problem there on an annual basis?
Well, they're getting something called a capital gain distribution. To go back to that three-headed monster, Matt mentioned something about capital gains. And what was being happened in these different mutual funds that they owned, there were shares being bought and sold. So at the end of the year, they were being taxed on monies that, you know, they really didn't have any control over the tax liability there, because it was being done for them.
These big mutual
fund companies. Inside these different mutual fund companies. One. Two, they also could be paying other people's those taxes. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's say they bought into a mutual fund, and when they bought in, that one of the positions that they bought was actually a negative, or you know, a negative or a positive rather, and then all of a sudden it goes negative and they sell it. Well, they've actually lost money in that situation, but overall maybe the fund made money, so therefore they are paying taxes there as well. So it's a really inefficient tax way, you know, inefficient way to invest your money from a tax standpoint, in our opinion. So one of the suggestions we made was, let's take control of these assets and set you up in a situation where, you know, we don't have these taxable, you know, these capital gain distributions ongoing. We control when you pay taxes, which really can help them on a year-to-year basis, because they are higher net worth and they need to be able to control these distributions.
Right. So right now they're in their high earning years, making, you know, $500,000-$600,000 a year in this case. When they retire, they're going to be in a lower tax bracket. Yet a lot of these capital gain sales, they're basically to make a long. I don't want to sound so technical because I feel like we're getting down a technical road.
That's what I was trying to stay away from.
But when they but what happens is there's additional taxes that this client was having to pay out of their control. Whereas if we had it in a more tax efficient strategy, we can control the tax angle much better. Another thing too is we were looking for a way. He's retiring pretty soon. Brad's retiring, and Sarah's already retired. So what we're trying to find, is there a window between now and 2025 where we can maybe pay 10 to 15% in taxes on some of their IRA money, convert it to Roth IRA where it's tax-free, and then pay zero down the road, as opposed to paying nothing now, but maybe paying 30, 40% or who knows what, whatever the government decides after 2025. A lot of people think taxes are on sale. We're in agreement on that as well. So we'd rather maybe pay, if we can set up a strategy and pay less now instead of more later, that's a really good strategy. There's additional strategies as well where we can get money into, any way we can get money from pre-tax or taxable to tax-free. There's a few strategies we can use, and we're gonna definitely use them. Number five was estate planning. By doing some basic estate planning and legacy planning, we can probably save their heirs, which they're concerned about leaving money behind, not their major concern, but if we can save their heirs a few a few hundred thousand dollars in estate taxes Massachusetts has estate taxes. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be under the federal limit, but Massachusetts is gonna be quite a hit. So there's planning there we can do with Attorney McManus and his team, or any attorney that does estate planning that knows how to craft a good estate plan that can save taxes. And then finally, what we do with all of our clients over a certain net worth, let's say you're working with us, but we don't know your CPA. Well, a lot of times, one of the things I said is, well, we're gonna build a relationship with your CPA, or you can use ours, so that each year going forward, how important is that for your financial advisor and CPA to be on the same page? And as you're listening, do you know if your financial advisor and your CPA are talking to each other every year? Because there's decisions that have to be made together that are going to benefit you. So to summarize, just from a tax perspective, remember, we already handled their income plan. If from this client perspective, from a tax standpoint, we're going to reshape their investments in non-qualified accounts to avoid capital gain distributions that are out of their control. We're going to look at tax harvesting opportunities when applicable, when it's in our control, not the mutual fund companies. We're going to look at two different ways to take some money that's pre-tax or taxable and convert it to tax-free when the income brackets make the most sense. We're going to look at estate planning areas to see if we can save taxes for the next generation. We're going to coordinate a relationship with their CPA so the client doesn't have to worry about it each year. We're doing it for them. These few strategies can make a huge impact long-term on taxes that they're paying in retirement. And creating tax diversification in your portfolio is so key, especially when a lot of us are in agreement that taxes are going up. So wow, that was a lot of information. I apologize for being technical, but do you want to, I guess if you're listening and you have accounts that are in IRA, or if you have accounts that are in 401k, do you want to know if we can, do you want to explore every possible angle we can to reduce the taxes that you pay going forward? Trust me, I know coming in and sitting down with us to meet with us for an hour isn't an easy task for a lot of you. But we want to understand. We want you to be able to get the most out of your retirement plan, because every day you go to work, every day you save money is for that retirement that you've dreamed of. And if you're not taking advantage of all the areas, if you just have a portfolio and 401k and a bunch of statements, but you haven't done anything to address taxes, you're missing the boat. And tax planning could play a huge role in your retirement if done properly and if done ahead of time. So take us up on the offer. When you call and book a meeting with us, we're going to get you a copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which takes you through the five areas of our planning process that are so critical to retirement and has an emphasis as well on the tax planning that we discussed just now. So pick up the phone, give us a call. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. Call 800-227-7777 for your no obligation review. 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, what does your portfolio look like now? How much risk are you taking? How much could you lose in a bad year and make in a good year? You're going to want to know this as it pertains to your retirement, and we're going to address in our weekly market report right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we've talked about Brad and Sarah and their situation, and it's also related to, we talked about the ingredients of making a cake and how it's important to have all the ingredients, not just flour. And a lot of you out there, when you hear radio shows and get invited to all these workshops, the theme is, what's your income? You're going to run out of money. Do you have enough income? And that's important. I'm not downplaying that. But that's only one part of a full retirement plan. And we want to make sure, we feel like financial planning is an underserved area. We feel like there's a lot of people who manage money, a lot of folks who actually pick, you know, annuities or stocks and bonds, mutual funds. But going beyond that is where we want to really help you. We do that all the same stuff as well as a normal financial planner, but we have to go beyond that to look at taxes, to look at healthcare, to look at legacy. And so in this show, we talked with Brad and Sarah a couple segments ago. We talked about how we built their income plan, where their income is going to come from in retirement, how we segmented their assets properly. We also talked last segment about how do we create that income to be more tax efficient and all the strategies that went into that. And there was a ton of them. In this segment, during our weekly market report, we want to talk about their portfolio. And there's so many tools that are available now to give our clients and give, you know, new folks that maybe aren't clients now that want to explore the relationship with SHP Financial, the ability to know more about their portfolio than they ever have before. So Matt, a lot of folks come in, and I think the norm is, not for everyone, but the norm is, most people, when you ask them how much they're willing to lose in a bad year, how much risk they can take, what they tell you and what their portfolio says is usually off, and it's usually more risky in what they actually have.
No, which is so true. And I think that's why the most critical thing to building out your individual investment plan, which is just one part of this five-piece process. But the most important thing for all of the listeners to understand is that you need to know what the underlying risk is in your portfolio today. Not what it was 5 years ago, not what it was 10 years ago, but where it is today, and does it match with where you are? I mean, so often people put their 401ks or different investments on sort of like autopilot. They sort of set it up, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago, maybe even, and they never really get around to update it. Now, certain funds and certain times are trying to talk to that with like target date funds and whatnot, which have been sort of an improvement. But let me also kind of share some of the other improvements that have been had or that have been sort of developed in knowing what your risk tolerance really is. And it boils down to, to know what your risk tolerance really is, and to sort of stress test that portfolio. Okay. So, but when we talk about risk, what we really want to do is, okay, how much are we willing to gain and how much are we willing to lose? Everyone needs to stop and ask them a question about, okay, where I am right now? What's the most that I'm willing to lose at this stage? Or how much can I afford to lose, you know, at this stage? Now, back 10, 15, 20 years ago, we had to ask people those questions. We just say, okay, you know, how do you feel today? Are you moderate? Are you aggressive? Are you conservative? And as I mentioned, Derek, people would give us, they'd give us, oh, I'm conservative. Yep. Well, maybe they were conservative that day, but it was really difficult because we sort of had to take people with where they are. So let me give an example. It's like when the markets, you know, have a big sell-off, if I ask people those days during those sell-offs, they're going to say they're very aggressive.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, very conservative.
When the market drops, everyone's, oh, I'm conservative. And when it's going the other way and everything seems nice, it's like, oh, I can take the risk.
Right, exactly. So nowadays, we have this great software where, you know, during our consultations and we're working with Brad and Sarah, we sat down with them and just said, okay, how much do you right now feel like you can afford to lose? And now let me do a risk report or a risk analysis on your existing holdings. And what it does is it goes through all the holdings, where they are that day, and assigns number on a scale of 1 to 100.
Correct.
This isn't 1 to 10 anymore. This is now 1 to 100 because we really want to refine this that much better. So now you can, step one is know people where they are on the scale of risk. And secondarily, which is even more fun, you know, sometimes uncomfortable, you know, for the client is, okay, what did this portfolio do back in 2008?
Yep.
You know, and if 2008 were to reoccur, how bad is it going to be on your portfolio?
Well, Matt, let me just take a step back. So think of like 1 to 100, right? So if your risk score is a 99, think of like, not that you can see me, my arms are like stretched out wide right now. And that's your possibility on the right, way at my right hand finger, way out to the right is how much you can make. And to my left is how much you can lose, all right? Now at a 50, both my arms come in a little bit. So now you can make a little bit less and lose a little bit less. And at a 20, you can make even less. Maybe in a good market at a 20, you might make 6 or 7. In a down market, you might lose 3%. But if you're at a 99, you might make 50% in a good year and lose 60 in a down year.
Well,
so that's where you have to really know where you stand as a listener.
Well, then that's the thing too. I mean, look, if you're a 99, that's okay. If you're still contributing and you have 20 to 30 years before retirement, that's okay. But if you're, you know, if you're about to retire, 5 years away from retirement, already retired, and you're at this 99 number or you know, potentially.
Or even like a 70 is too high.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just now when withdrawals start and as you're entering a different phase. So that's why knowing your risk number, getting that risk analysis is so important because it is the most critical part of understanding how your investment plan is going to be situated as we build out the income plan, tax plan, and all those other areas. So you need to know where you are at this point.
And each and every week, we send out a weekly market report with this type of data. If you want to get up that information, go to shpfinancial.com. And then you can go to newsletter sign up. You can put your email in. Every Tuesday, we'll send you out an email with our weekly market report. We don't share your information or anything like that, so feel free to sign up for that. But 2 weeks ago, I had a really nice gentleman come in, had about $3.5 million, and he thought he was about 40% stocks, 60% bonds, which would have put him at a risk score of a 35 to 40. We looked at his portfolio. He was about 85% stocks. So
wow.
Even from what he thought he had to what he had,
mm-hmm.
was different. And that's very normal. It happens all the time, folks. So if you're listening and you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement or retired, please make sure you know what this number is for your situation. Because if you're sitting there with $1 million, and it doesn't matter if you have 250 or 10 million, but let's just use a million, are you comfortable losing $400,000 in a down market? Would that change your life? Would you want to know if that's a possibility in your portfolio? That's something we can do as part of our entire retirement roadmap process, which looks at planning from all aspects: investments, income, taxes, healthcare, legacy. It's one plan. You can only get it here. It's a trademark process, the SHP Financial Retirement Roadmap. We've been helping so many clients just like yourself since 2003. And come take a look, see what makes us different, see what types of planning you can maybe achieve in your life, and see from a more very important standpoint, what your risk number is in your portfolio and should it be adjusted. To come get that information, give us a call. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. 877-777 or go to shpfinancial.com. To me, this was a very important show, and we want to leave you with our top three takeaways right after this break as we recap some of the most important areas of our retirement roadmap. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Today's retirees are faced with many challenges, such as figuring out how to best protect your nest egg from market volatility, inflation, and taxation. The financial waters can be tough to navigate. That's why SHP Financial is inviting you to join their team for a complimentary educational dinner event on Tuesday, May 7th or Thursday, May 9th at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Linfield. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. Certified financial planner Matthew Peck, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis are longtime hosts of the Retirement Roadmap radio show, and they're dedicated to helping you address all your retirement concerns. If you're at or near retirement age, you don't want to miss their special educational dinner event on May 7th or May 9th at Davio's in Linfield. Seating is limited, so call now to register. 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 or register online at shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we started off the show talking about my friend who got a hole-in-one in golf and talking about all the things that had to go into that swing to make that ball go into the hole. And as lucky as it was, then we started talking about areas we know nothing about, like baking a cake. But think about the ingredients that go into baking a cake. There's flour, eggs, sugar, I think. And, you know, flour is the main ingredient, but you need a lot more than that to have bake a successful cake. Just like in retirement planning, as part of the reason why we built our company with the retirement roadmap process that we have for you was designed to look at all areas of retirement, not just putting the flour, but mixing the eggs, sugar, and whatever else goes into baking a cake, right, Keith?
Yeah, we want to make the full cake, not just the batter.
Correct.
Or half the batter.
And what's an example?
And most folks, you know, it's funny because as you listen to other radio shows or clients come in and they've received an invitation to another workshop or something like that, everything's focused around income, or investments. And don't get me wrong, those are two extremely, extremely important aspects of how you're going to build your retirement plan this year, next year, and ongoing. And it needs to be addressed every single year to make sure you're maximizing every different decision you have to make along the way. However, if you have an advisor, if you're doing it yourself, it can't stop there. There's more to it than that. So that's why, like Derek said, we have this process that we take each of our clients through that deal with what we believe is every aspect of retirement.
Good stuff. Well, that's what I was going to chime in. I mean, because, you know, in my opinion, it's like taxes is, you know, the one area. Now, I can't say they're all my favorite. It's like you can't choose between your children type
exactly.
of thing. But I did want to focus on tax planning because I just feel that, you know, oftentimes when I come in, I see people who have missed the opportunity. You know, it's like, oh, I could have done a Roth conversion, you know, in 2018. Or, oh, I could have done this, you know, in this year, whatever that may be. Or, oh, I've been paying these capital gains taxes through these mutual funds for years and years and years. I mean, you know, you can't squeeze out. We can't predict the future. So when it comes to investment planning, it's like you do the best you can and you can make smart, educated decisions, but it's still, you know, the market is what it is. But with tax planning, I mean, it literally takes an act of Congress to change. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're trying to leverage all these rules on your behalf, I hope you're doing that, or whether you have an advisor and that advisor is not doing it. I mean, it's tax planning where I feel that there's the greatest opportunity, where people are missing opportunities, where if they do go for a second opinion, they might see just how much they could save.
This is so crucial, folks, when you're looking at building a full plan. And just to be honest, we opened the doors in 2003 to SHP Financial. Over the years, we've identified five key areas that we believe each one of you should have addressed: an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and a legacy plan. And we were able to walk you through a story of Brad and Sarah. And we didn't even get to their legacy plan and their estate plan and their healthcare plan. But we talked about their investment, income, and tax plan. And think about where they were before. Before they came in, they had no idea if they had enough money. When they left, they had an income plan that was tax efficient, that was going to give them the money that they need for the rest of their lives, and they were comfortable in that situation. We helped them decide when to take Social Security, when to take their pension. From an investment standpoint, they were taking on way too much risk based on their goals. And I remember giving them the Warren Buffett comment, "It's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need. Why take the risk when you don't need to? Do you really want to lose a $500,000 to $1 million in a down market when there's no need to?" So we addressed their investment risk. From a tax planning standpoint, we addressed six areas of potential opportunities in ways we could save taxes that might save them $10,000, $15,000 a year in retirement if done ahead of time and done properly. We built in a healthcare plan where their long-term care would be paid for. How about applying for Medicare and a Medicare supplement? Then we helped them with an estate plan to make sure that they had an estate plan that was going to pass on whatever assets that are left to these that they've saved up their entire life to the folks they care most about. What did Brad and Sarah do initially? I know it takes time to come sit down with us, but they took time. They listened to our radio show. They came in for an initial meeting, and it turned into a full plan for Brad and Sarah that's giving them confidence to get to and through retirement. Do you want to get that second opinion or maybe that first opinion? Whether you have a plan and you want a second opinion, or you're saying, "I don't have any of this and I need all of it," you would benefit from coming in for a review. So take some time, take us up on the offer. When you book a review with us, we'll mail you out a copy of our book at no charge, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which will take you through these five areas ahead of our meeting. Call 800-227-7777 now for your free review, 800-227-7777, or you can book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.